12, I'm a member.
Yeah.
Leave a arc cold like December.
What?
4-5 on me, it's September.
What?
AK knocking down trees like timber. Get your baby mama before we bend her.
21.
Hit the windshield, not the fender.
21.
Giving out smoke, my agenda.
21.
Throw the white flag, they surrender.
Pussy.
All black tux, I'm a businessman.
Pussy.
Me and I still shaking killer's hand.
Whoa.
Take the plug off in the middle, man.
Whoa.
Spray the whole block, I don't give a damn.
Whoa.
Fucking nigga, bitch, I'm a gentleman.
21.
21, your bitch know I been a man.
21.
Playing with the rock like I'm Jigga Man. Gotta look a nigga in the eyes when you kill a man.
Glock in my lap.
Everywhere I'm
scrap.
Most these rappers cap. I ain't giving doubt. Glenwood to the flat. Used to rock trap. Money.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the You Are Trash podcast with Deadlift of Chips and
Traverman underscore Traverman. Look, man, y'all already know who the fuck I am. I'm so fucked up. I don't even, yo, I forgot my Instagram ID name. I forgot him.
This boy is vibing to 21 Savage. You're listening to, y'all don't hear it,
yeah.
But we do. So we do an Instagram live right now at the same time as recording the podcast today.
That's a fact. We got a lot of shit we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, actually, before we even get into that, we got the most ratchet ass setup. Actually, you want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Basically, I don't got a tripod for my phone, so I duct taped that bitch with clear duct tape to the chair. Okay? So that shit can stay stable.
Man, listen, you got to get it how you live, regardless. So today we're going to, before you even focus on any of that shit.
That's a fact. First of all, I got suspended from work.
What'd you do this time?
Because I flipped up on a nigga and I told him, you need this job more than me. So shit, I might not get a job. I might not have a job.
Hey, man, listen, I know you. Don't find a job.
Hey, man, look.
Don't get a job, man.
Hey, I don't care what it is, but something you just got to. You got to be a man about some shit, but you also got to be responsible for your actions.
Oh, of course, of course. You got to be resourceful.
I understand when I walk up to the motherfucker, I was ready to knock his teeth out.
Mm.
And I literally told myself, I might not got a job, but fuck it. I don't give two fucks.
You know, I can't say shit with my homie. I can't say nothing. Don't start.
I was like, shit, a nigga suspended from work. I got time. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't even been on the internet. I deactivate my Instagram page before all this shit happened.
Well, listen, I already got like, because I told you I got like iPhone 12 Pro yesterday. My phone's been broken for 2 weeks. So you like, if you call me and I don't answer.
Who paid for that phone?
I did, nigga. Don't play me. Don't play me, nigga.
Okay.
Nah, we ain't on that. I paid for my shit. I don't carry my own car, my own everything, nigga. Don't play me. But no, I got people asking me, yo, how's the LiDAR scan and everything else? I'm like, nigga, I just got the phone.
Yeah.
I'm literally, first of all, I have been on Instagram, and barely a week, if I put up a story, it's a struggle, nigga. Like, my old phone, it was like a bunch of cracks in it, I had to do this.
Yeah.
50 times to get something up. It started getting annoying.
You still got your old phone?
Yeah,
I might need that. I might give me another trapper. Yo, shout out to everybody that tuned in to the Instagram live. Just to let y'all know, I cannot hear y'all motherfuckers.
We can.
So that's perfect, okay? But y'all can hear us. Because we got a hell of shit to talk about. Because my setup is ghetto as a motherfucker. That's why we can't hear you. This is why we can't see you. We can't even read your shit.
Well, I mean,
because this shit is ratchet.
Let's be very clear. If we were in my house, I'd have the laptop set with Instagram showing. So we would see the live on your page, technically. So maybe
you could be live on your laptop?
We'll talk.
We're going to put it up right now.
Like, we're not doing everything.
Oh, man. We could have did that. You should have told me. I would have signed in.
Well, I was thinking about it, Dad. I don't think about it until happened. We'll talk about that.
Shit, we can still do that.
No, I'm in general because you can do like a 50, my 40 plus inch.
Man, I'm about to go get my laptop right here, man. We do it while we on here, man. Shit, you have me with all this shit, nigga.
No, because what's going to happen is you're going to get up and knock the fuck up the whole set. Yeah, just log into your Instagram. Basically, I don't know if you're going to see the live while it's live, though. You should be able to. That's how I watched you seen all the verses, right?
That's how they did the verses?
Yeah, like, all right, so Monica versus Brandy.
Monica versus Brandy versus was
fucking whack.
It was whack?
Yeah, that shit was whack.
I was just mad that.
That motherfuckers was lip singing. I didn't care on Instagram.
Wait, is it because you saw Jada Kiss versus Fab?
No, they were lip singing.
Because Jada, I'm sorry, Jada by Chuck 11. Yannick is shitting on Fab. I don't give a fuck. Look, he was lit. Wait. The track ended? Yannick is like, hold on. Doing a whole new freestyle on the same track. You, it's fast. Look, look, look. So you sipping your drink. Look, chains on, lean back. They're not even paying attention no more. They were just, look, they were just happy that you could tell. They ain't been to the club in a minute. They ain't been out partying.
I tell you this much. They should be happy that people are even tuning into this shit. That's a fact.
Honestly, for me personally, it got tired. They're doing supposedly T.I. versus Jeezy in a couple of weeks.
T.I. versus Jeezy?
Young Jeezy, yeah.
Nobody gonna watch that shit.
Hey, people gonna watch it. They're getting all
How the fuck do I go on Instagram Live from here?
Okay, go to your page.
Oh, gotta go to my shit.
Yeah. You should. Your page should tell you that you're live. I don't know. I can see it if somebody else is live. Oh, there you go.
Oh, I'm live. So I could go live from here too? If I quit
troubleshooting, gentlemen.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
If I quit that, I could go live from here.
I don't know about that.
All right,
you can see it. You can see the comments and everything.
No, I'm about to quit this and go live from the outer end.
This really is the most ratchet podcast today. I'm even gonna hold you. I mean, you could try, but I don't think you can see it. Like you could click on it, you could see all the comments. That's what I was trying to say. So you can see all the comments, but I think you can't live from your laptop. But you can see the comments. That's the reason why I even said that. Like with the laptop, you can see all the comments. So if I had like on the big screen, you could see everything. You wouldn't even have to like go back and check and see what's going on. You would see it on a big screen TV. So that's what I'm saying. Like in the future, what we'll do is we'll have a setup once in a while if we're going to do a screen live or something.
Yeah.
And they'll have the setup on the TV, so you don't gotta look at your laptop or look at anything else. Anyways,
We fucking back.
Yeah, I apologize. We fucking up and playing around with shit today. Anyways, the main subject we're gonna talk about today is the views of, why do black women hate black men in today's society?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking on some real life shit, because let's be honest, any black woman I fuck with, and Kevin can attest to in his own right, women he's messed with in his life. Whether it be sexually, emotionally, a family or friendly relationship, black women love black men.
Yeah.
But on social media, it seems to be almost intentionally like bridging this huge narrative that black men, let's bring it down. Let's bring all the negative we talk about. We bullshit on this. Black men ain't shit. Black men don't take care of their kids. Black men don't even want to invest in their families or their homes. Black men don't support black women in any shape, way, or form, want to protect them.
Yeah.
We can go on and on and on. We're going to dissect every single one of these topics, unless I forget.
I will say this. These are the same bitches that have seen all this shit but brothers, but they sit lay down and have kids with them.
Yeah, the first one we're going to talk about is actually the child support concept.
Fuck child support.
Yes, fuck child support. But I was actually, I brought it up on my Facebook maybe like an hour ago, and somebody that I'm basically talking to, she was basically telling me that she's dealing with a situation, and I'm not going to even go too much into the detail of that situation right now, but basically, it's what a lot of women go through, which is, I got a man.
But you could go into more details, it's a lot of women go through.
I'm going into the details about everybody. But it's like, you know, I got a baby father who pretends to give the fuck because of the money, and it's very rare that you get a good woman that's mother of your kids that's like, oh, we'll split custody evenly. No question. Or if you have a job, you travel a lot, or you in town for like the week and you pick the baby for the week. Fuck it. Like, go ahead. A lot of women want to police custody. They want to control it in any shape, way, or form. It ain't got nothing to do with them. It has to do with, I don't like your ideology. I don't like how you're trying to raise my kids. And I also don't like you. Because you don't want to be with me. Let me control all that. And the money, too. Let me take all the money out of your pocket and be extremely vindictive. Control the time frames and schedules. I'm trying to make you seem like you're a bad father.
But you want to know something? These bitches already know what type of fucking nigga he was before they had a baby.
That's a fact.
They know. They were just fucking selfish.
Mm.
It's a lot of selfishness that we're not going to talk about. So they know what type.
We talking about that. What do you mean? We talking about that.
They know what type of person you was.
Right.
When they said this nigga ain't shit, you know it wasn't shit, bitch. Why couldn't have been that shit being 10 feet deep in your guts? You know what I mean? That's why my son mom could never come out talking about me reckless.
I mean, I was
because that's gonna look bad on her part. You never seen a video of my son mom on Instagram.
Why am I following her or nothing?
Yeah, Winter. She doesn't even exist, bro. She's a dummy file. Yeah. Okay?
You stupid.
Okay? So you never seen nobody come and be like, yo, this nigga ain't shit. I dare you to. Because that's going to look bad on you. You have a baby with me. Mm. See what I'm saying? These women know that the nigga wasn't shit. Mm. So why are you crying on? Nobody want to hear your tears? Suck it up and move on. Make better decisions next time.
Well, we were talking about this a minute ago. And the funniest thing about these cases is there's a lot of men that, you know, we've grown up with or what we've actually seen where they're lucky. And when I say lucky, I don't mean that in a good way. I mean, like, they are so, they're so big of pieces of shit that they pretend they don't work. They pretend they don't do nothing. They pretend they don't have any money whatsoever. So the woman goes, you know what? I sign off your rights. Some of them sign off their rights. Sometimes they just don't. They just don't put them on child support. You see these niggas literally in the street. They clubbing. They out partying. You see them in a different city of the day.
Yeah.
But shit, some of these niggas, I'm not even hating on you. You got new flights. Great. You out in Toronto 1 week. The next week you in Nigeria. That's great.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing with your money? How the hell you got 3-4 kids? No child support.
But you're broke.
Six figures, nigga. Six figures. These are six figure niggas. It's like,
you want to know what?
What are you doing with your money?
I could answer that question for you. We live in a fucking lazy culture. Mm. The bitches don't want to go to the fucking gym. And ladies, when I say bitches, oh, I'm not sitting in a derogatory term, but I will say these women don't want to go to the gym. Oh, they don't want to go to the gym. And the niggas is just lazy. So you have the women that are lazy and the men that are lazy at the same time. Really, so I'm going to think about that. Nobody really wants to go to the goddamn gym. No man don't feel like, okay, she's not doing what she's supposed to do. I feel like I got to put in the month to work. Because I'm being lazy. So we live in a very lazy culture. All together with it. Because if you have multiple kids and you're still broke, you got a problem. Okay? And the women got a problem that is having kids with you. That's a fact.
You know what's funny? It's not even like someone here like jealousy or something because, you know, I could have been in that situation a million times. You know, had a child by the wrong woman. And I can tell you off of, like, you know, personal experience where I was somebody for almost a decade. And when we got into that position, all of a sudden, you know, it's a switch up. It's a mind game. We going on hypergaming. You know what's funny about that? I can only highly respect a woman that's 100% with you. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to go to the next man with a bigger bag than you. I can't do nothing but respect that if you honest, though. Well, if you want to play games and shit, because you put in a child's life in jeopardy in that aspect.
Yeah.
So you don't, because you want to be in this position where your son or your daughter don't even know who the father is, let alone like, oh, this is the person that played the role, but he wasn't necessarily providing for the family in the way that he was supposed to be. So I just chose, how you going to tell your son or your daughter, I just chose up? You can't tell them that. You got to bullshit. And that's the truth. That's the truth. A lot of our grandmothers and our mothers, let's be real, like, whether you consider it the black community or not, they got into relationships where it wasn't just because, oh, I like this nigga. No. She chose up.
Shit, I chose up on your dad, nigga. What's up? You know what I mean? Shit, I chose up. That nigga didn't do what he's supposed to do. So, you know, I bossed up on him.
And you can't do nothing but respect that with honesty, but...
Think about it, little Peter. Little Tommy. You weren't complaining when you was getting your Christmas present. Because your mama, you had a bossed up.
I'm mad at something. My only thing with that is, see, society has kind of built this narrative where you as a woman, if you lie and you cheat and you just, as long as you get a bag for another man, that's all you need. And I don't give a fuck what nobody says. That is literally what society is telling us right now. It is go out and sleep whoever the fuck you want, get knocked up by whoever the fuck you want, and as long as the man has the biggest pockets surrounded to provide for your child, then you know what? Take that answer. Fuck the negativeness of that. And fuck the dirty mud, the muddy water game with that. And the problem I have with that is, like, listen, we are in 2020. If you don't want to be with a nigga, just tell that nigga and separate the whole situation. Cut your losses. Trust me,
Look, a nigga could kill himself. That's his problem. All right? Like, at the end of the day, I would rather you was 100 with me than lie to me and I wake up the next day. Fucking gold digger Kanye said, 18 years. Yeah, like, who the fuck wants to wake up 18 years later? I'm sorry. I'm going to be in jail the next day. You know, like, officer, something? Officer, why are you arresting me? Sir, you're putting your hands on it. But she lied. Like, for 2 decades that this was my child. There is literally no man, I don't care if you're the kindest man on the planet. Because if women could have, because if men could have children, women would do the same thing. There is no way you could raise a whole, I know it is. There's no way you could raise a whole human being and then the next day after that time frame, like 2 decades, I'm not going to, no, that is literally going to create a huge problem.
Most women don't live in a realm of, okay, that's just a simple truth. It's sad to say it like that. Most of them don't live in a realm of reality, and that's okay. Yeah. And that's okay. I can live with that.
Yeah.
Once they understand that most of them don't do. But I want to say this, though.
Yeah.
Listening to you speak, I was just saying it to myself.
Yeah, go ahead.
I really don't trust women that put men in child support.
Actually, I'm going to expand on that.
Like ahead, I won't, if I was single like I won't be dating a woman that has her man in child support. That's a no, like, literally, I never got that concept. Because my mom had 3 kids by my dad.
Yeah.
She never put any of them on child support.
Yeah, lucky. My mom was petty as hell. And you know, like, what family guy needs, my Jamaican. So, my mom didn't give a fuck about none of that. Yeah, she was like, what was crazy was because, like, in my case, pops,
I want
to go into his other behavioral health issues, but he wasn't even at the time consistently financially stable to provide for the family. So, I used to be like, why even put the nigga on child support? Because he's going to come around anyway. You know he's going to come see us. Don't waste your time and energy stressing about the money he's not going to give you. And just, he wants to see us, spend quality time, fuck it. But I understand from the woman's perspective.
It's like,
I understand from their perspective.
I understand from their perspective, but my grandma always says something. If you have a kid, that man can walk out at any time, so you got to be prepared to take care of that child.
That's real shit.
Okay? And that's just a simple fact. And me, I know a lot of my homegirls that got a man on child support.
Mm.
And they know how I feel about that, and I'm against that, because why the fuck do you got this thing on child support when you can fucking take care of yourself and take care of your child? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a form of pettiness in my eyes. And I would never date a woman that got a man on child support.
It's complicated. Like, I said the same
thing. I don't think it's complicated. I will never get him. I don't care what the fuck it is.
Mm.
I live by that code. I am not dating your ass, because what the fuck are you going to do with me? You see what I'm saying?
Yo. No. What I mean is, it's complicated because I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not budging. I'm not bitching and be like, oh yeah, she bad, you know. Damn, she got all them brothers on child support. She ain't going to put me fuck on out of here.
I view it only differently depending on the type of father we're talking about. And that's why I use my father as a catalyst for that, because I know a lot of women wouldn't agree with me, but I personally don't believe. See, the family unit is in a certain way that people don't understand. Outside of your extended cousins, your uncles, and your aunts, and all that other shit, you have your father, your mother, your siblings, maybe your brother, sister, or if you're an only child, whatever. A couple cousins, your aunt, your uncle, and family friends from your neighborhood you call family. And within that spectrum, there's a lot of people that think that you directly need financial compensation. And yes, you do. If you're a father that's directly in their life, and it's unfortunate, but it's the truth. Like, most men, and in reverse, most women, if you feel like you're with somebody that is not your wife or your partner, you're not going to want to provide for the kids financially. And this is cut the bullshit. You have a child with another dude, outside of putting them on child support, you should not even expect any financial compensation. But the number one thing that matters more than any of that shit, yes, as a parent, you're obligated. Food, shelter, water. That's it. Everything else beyond that is extra. And I feel like as a parent, what's most important is beyond nurturing, teaching your children. And Kevin, you already know, like, in his case, it'd be more like real estate. In my case, I'm going to sit there and teach you not only, like, how to make some tax loopholes and IRA accounts, most importantly, teach you how to invest your money and work on being basically an entrepreneur, because my parents didn't teach me that shit. I had to literally, my father, mind you, he was in real estate and a mortgage broker, which made me even more angry over what I got, because I'm like, nigga, you had the tools for me.
Wait, your dad is a mortgage broker?
Oh, he was. Yeah. The reason why I am
the
way I am.
More you know, that's how I always, I told my son that. Don't get a W-2. Want to live rich and wealthy? Do not get a W-2.
What am I? Not my first job. I worked at Dunkin' Donuts, man, and I shit you
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you used to work at Dunkin' Donuts.
They scammed me, bro. I remember, they scammed me,
the
bro.
The amount of time that I had in the morning to hop over there and get free Dunkin' Donuts coffee
and
all that shit.
My cousin used to come by all the time.
But you want
to
know what?
Let me get some fucking hash browns, nigga.
But you want to know what? I never had a car. So I would have had to walk all the way up there
scandalous.
Just to get some coffee, which I don't drink.
I was in a fucking Dunkin' Donuts hat smelling like donuts and coffee. I had like 4 or 5 females a day I grew up with coming by the job. You need anything? I see you working on these hours. I just be like,
That's amazing. Okay. Yeah, I need a lot of things. I need your ass. And I'm going to need you to drop them checks off, okay? Shit. Rent is doing the first. That's a fact.
But no, that's what I'm saying now. Like the whole child support thing. Like, Listen, we disagree on this only in one aspect where I feel like, yes, I don't believe child support is needed. I feel like for certain niggas, when it comes to their kids and the type of woman that they date, that's your own fault in a certain, on a certain scale. We're talking about a straight bird. We're talking about a straight bird.
But I would tell you this, though. Yeah. I'm against the child support fucking system, okay?
Oh, the system is meant to break the family entire.
I'm against child support. Fucking against it. Mm. You have 2 fucking kids by a nigga and you got them on child support, you look dumb.
I'm talking about like
on some real shit.
You talking about like one night stand have a kid. I'm not talking about some
on some real.
I got a whole family but together. Shit. Put them on child support. You provide for the family.
But this is the thing though.
That's crazy.
Any high value male would not fuck with a woman that got a man on child support, even if it's one fucking kid. Because you could put me on child support. It's simple as that. Okay. I don't even trust my son's mom. Fuck her. I'd have to kick her down the
free. We ain't made this bitch more than that.
I would have kicked her down the free stairs. I'm just saying. Got me a fucking child support. Got me fucked up. Okay? And they're going to actually take care of his child. Got me on child support. But I'm just saying, she's not a bad mother. But you see? But that's the thing. This is where I don't want a lot of men to get fucked up at. My son's mom is not a bad woman. But why the fuck would I want to date a woman that got a man on child support? I'm just saying from my perspective because I'm on child support and I don't care if he's, I don't care what the fuck he did because at the end of the day, you laid up with that man. What the fuck, if the man died the next day, what the fuck you going to do? How the fuck you going to support this child? Right?
So you're talking about women that can't financially provide for their children.
There's a lot of women that could financially provide for the child.
Right.
And still put the nigga on child support. The nigga ain't shit. The nigga ain't this. But you look stupid because you had a baby by him.
Let me flip that. So what about women that do that to prove a purpose and then they like 6 figures? They need the money. It could be like $400 a month.
And they're petty.
Yeah.
There's no need for them to. And you think I'm good? I ain't gonna front to you. The nigga inside of me, I will donkey fuck the shit out of them with 12 condoms on at once. But me giving you my seed? Oh, it's a dumb. It's a dumb. I'm just saying, I'm speaking from perspective.
No,
the child support system burn a nigga. Mm. And once it burned you twice, once you have child support taking checks out of your paycheck,
I don't know that pain, nigga. So I'm sitting here like,
It's a dumb. And you want? I'm great friends with a lot of women that got their man on child support. I'm great friends with them.
Yeah.
But would I ever date them? Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. To the no, to the no. No. Not happening. Because you want to know what? I see my mom.
Yeah.
My grandma helped my mom raise us. My cousins helped my mom raise us. And my mom never put my dad on child support. I never fucking get it. And I said to myself, I'll never be that got me on child support. I know niggas, ladies. Okay, this is gonna get very fucking personal.
It's already getting personal. You said fuck me, mom.
fuck her. You know what I mean? She's a great mom. But fuck her for having me on child support.
Apparently so.
I would never get backward. It's a straight dub. That'd be foul.
But I mean, you can hustle take.
I'm good.
No, no, no. You don't get what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm straight. I'm straight.
Take all the papers for this.
I'm straight. But you want to know something? There's niggas that is laying down with their baby's mom, and the bitch got them on child support. Now, ladies, when I say bitch, I don't mean it that. I can tell you the time. I just fucking pissed. They're laying down with their baby's mom.
Here, by the way, so. They know.
They laying down with their baby's mom, and the woman have them on child support.
Yeah, that I really don't understand. I really don't understand
I'm
that shit.
I'm fucking baffled.
Especially if you've been together for like, keep it a rat. You've been together off and on for like 4 or 5 years. That nigga's still on child support. Now, I get it if like, once in a blue moon, he's not paying for something and you have personal reasons why. But if you know the nigga gonna keep coming back, he gonna keep providing for the kids, why even waste your time and energy keeping him on the child support? But it gets better than that, because we're gonna change subjects, because if I don't change the subject, okay, they're gonna say, fuck my baby mom like 50 million fucking times. That's why his ass laughing in the background. We're actually going to flip this conversation in terms of other things when it comes to that, because this ain't even a bashing session, but let's just be real. Like, that's all that I've actually seen is, you know, and this is basically us reverse discussing things that are, we're going to debunk certain things. So another thing that I see outside of saying, like, black men don't take care of their kids is black men don't provide or black men don't teach. And I've seen plenty of men teach their sons not only to invest in only their communities, protect their families. And my favorite right now is the hashtag protect black women, which trust me when I tell you that, you know, even my own sister, because I am, as well as O'Keffe, he's a gun owner, as well as myself. And as black women, we need to own not only guns during, especially the pandemic, and especially with this funny ass, election going on with the government trying to say they want to buy back our weapons. And I'm the nigga that's going to tell y'all, you got a shotgun, an AR, or a pistol, sell that bitch back for 10 times the amount of cost. I'm going to fuck up with $300. The government's not going to get my gun back for free. You getting that shit back with interest 10 times over. If I got a gun for $1,000, you give me $10,000. You want to buy back my gun at $300? You give me $3,000. My plan. We got to stop with that bullshit, especially as black men. But this concept that black women need to be protected and independent and they're big crybabies and being hypersexualized, the last part is the most true.
You gotta kind of get to hypersexualized black women.
I'm gonna get into that. I'm gonna get into that last. My issue right now is there seems to be this ideal that every black woman is, and no one's saying that a black woman cannot be have a time of weakness as a woman, and no one's saying that black women aren't strong. But why the fuck is it every single time a nigga just breathe? Oh, you ain't shit. What the fuck is going on here? And I brought it up because I was like, I've been teaching black women for my job, my friends, my sister, not only how to use a weapon, how to shoot a weapon, how to defend themselves. I've taken gun ranges. At least once, if not once a month, at least twice a month.
Yeah.
The only one I haven't been able to get is my sister because she's scared.
I will say this. I know I ain't shit. Not yet, because I'm going to be a billionaire. But that's besides the point, though.
He wanted to flex real quick.
I just wanted to say, I have seen this topic on Tumblr, in a lot of places. Of black women being over sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
Black women, we do not control it. We do not control any of this. The only people that are over sexualizing you guys are white men, white culture. That's just a simple truth. We are not over-sexualizing you. I'm seeing shit that black women need to be protected. That is a fact. We need to protect our women. You need to say plainly, black women as a group need to come out and say, black men protect us. Fuck all these other motherfuckers today. We want you to protect us. The stuff they're saying black women need to be protected is dragging. I need all black women to have guns.
And that's the other part of it. Outside of having a gun, not even a weapon, not just a taser, and I just had to shoot a pistol. The big shit, too. You know, I've seen a lot of people clown other women of other races that go out and they shoot and hunt and whatever. At least that woman knows how to shoot. At least she knows if her husband trying to come at her crazy or incorrect, she knows how to defend herself. And these things need to be looked at as less feminine, is what I'm trying to say. These things are looked at as, I'm sorry, not less feminine. They're looked at more as masculine, as feminine.
The only thing
defending yourself is not a sex-based thing. If a nigga and you in New York City is 2 a.m, this is some real shit, and I've seen it, and I've had to defend women on plenty of occasions. A couple times I went out with my brother, we went out to the city, and he's in the bar, he danced with some females, whatever. I come out, I need some air, because that's not my scene. Once in a blue moon, I don't mind, once, twice a year. Yeah. Other than that, I'm not a club hopping person. It ain't me. Yeah. So I come out.
You're stupid.
So I come out.
You know, love you, Mike.
he the brethren. And these women are arguing with this dude. I don't normally, because at the end of the day, these things are not your business every time. As a man, I'm going to tell you, yes, you should protect black women. But sometimes you got to know, like, ooh, I don't got nothing on me. That nigga like 6'5", 280. Maybe it's not a good idea if I don't got a weapon on me or I don't have a license to carry.
At least brothers and sisters be highly intelligent with it. You know, and all sisters should carry a gun, because something where your man act funny, you need to pop a cap in his ass and then take his ass to the hospital and be like, nigga, I dare you.
Say
who shoot you. Let them know who shoot you. Like, I dare you. Say it's me. And then you take care of him afterwards, okay? Some people might say that's some toxic shit. I'm just saying that's the way you keep a nigga in line these days. Pop a cap in his ass.
Well, let me finish this real quick. It is not even a long story. It's literally I just came out and I just sat and observed the situation. And this other gentleman that was being extremely aggressive, he just left. And I had a discussion with my sister about this, and I'm like, we had a situation where some dude hit her up on Facebook. He was being extremely threatening in the conversation. Yo, bitch, I know where you live. Or, like, this is literally what he said. I know where you live. You're not giving me the time of day.
Who said this? A brother?
Somebody from out here. I ain't going to even disclose this nigga name. But, you know, I'm going to pull up, blah, 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 blah.
Nah, what is this nigga name? I need to pull up on this nigga.
We won't talk about this on the show. I don't want to talk about the dude name, give him clout, none of that. So what happened was, I thought he was playing.
Wait, it's funny.
He thought he was playing. So he was like, nah, I pulled up outside. I was at unbeknownst to him, my aunt, my uncle, and myself, he was in the house. So I came outside, I'm like, okay. Call my uncles. Now, I'm not going to talk about what we affiliated with. What I'm going to say is, we got a good 20 of us, came within 10 minutes. My uncle lived around the corner. We had a problem. This dude's harassing my sister. And
without me, somebody she dated?
No, nothing like that. He was just being extra because she just flirted back at him one time, and then she said, I'm good, because her and her dude was having problems, whatever. So he started being overly aggressive, like he owed us something. And I was just keeping it right. Did you mess with this man? And he said, no, I never messed with him, none of that. I don't care about none of that. It doesn't matter if she has sex with this man. Yeah. I don't care. It don't matter if she had a baby by this man either. No man should be threatening a woman's life, period. And as a brother, I went outside, came in the car, I said, you a funny ass nigga. He said, yo, what the fuck? Man, you a funny ass nigga. Because I had my uncles in the back.
In the car?
No, just ready. they posted up in the front of his car and behind his car. So we was more ready, right? I'm like, listen, I don't know who the fuck you think you are or who you used to messing with.
You got into his car?
Yes.
Oh, you scared this nigga.
No, bro, listen. I could care less if I was killed in this situation. You gotta understand, it's my sister. Sister. I'm not playing. I'm gonna fuck who you are. Who the fuck are you, my nigga? I'm gonna press you. And I'm almost 30. Anybody can mess with my sister and I'll be all right. It's just a part of life. Like, your sister gonna fuck with you, whatever. But if you're threatening to rape my sister, to put a gun to her head, all this other shit, it's a dub. I'm not waiting for the police. I'm taking the situation into my own hands. And if it comes down to it, then it is what it is. But without even going to further in depth, basically, I'm like, listen, we're going to respond accordingly, or we know where you live. I asked around already before I even came out here. I know your name. I know where you stay at. I know where your mother stay at. It ain't me you got to worry about. Yeah. You got to worry about my family. We everywhere. So you want to play this type of game? You want to do another shit? We going to handle it.
What did he say?
He didn't say nothing. He just said, all right, you got it. Got the car, and that was it. Had my family waved to his ass, so he knew who the fuck they was, and he did. And Right after that, he blocked her off of all Facebook because you know what it was. But let me tell you something.
I would have whooped his ass.
I could have did that. It's beyond that. See, sometimes it takes more than one of us. Sometimes it takes more than even a squad. Sometimes your entire family. Some people are so disrespectful and think because you're a woman, you can't take care of yourself. But my sister, trust me, she took care of herself in the situation. It didn't matter. I felt way more disrespectful than she did. And sometimes it has more to do with not just pride and ego and respect either, but fuck the fact she's a woman. She's a human fucking being, for fuck's sake. Where the fuck do you think that you could talk to somebody like that? I even asked a nigga, like, do you have a sister? You know, I have a sister too. The fuck is wrong with you? The fuck is wrong with you? I understand personally if you had no mother in your life, you had no children, no daughters, you had a sister. The nigga said he had a mother, he had a sister, he had a daughter. Like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yes, yes. Everybody needs to get this one thing through their heads, and this is what I wanted to bring up, and that is, it doesn't matter if we do have a village. Sometimes you ain't gonna be there all the time. As human beings, us as men, not just as black men, but as men in general, we have our own kids to take care of.
Yeah.
We have our own financial endeavors to take care of us. Some of us are traveling for the bag, so we don't have the time to come back and take care of the family. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
The main thing for me here is that you're not always going to have the energy and time to protect black women in that sense. You do need to learn forms of self-defense on your own. And no one's saying that we can't. It's just, it's impossible to be everywhere that you want to be at any given time.
Yeah.
And you do need to learn how to defend for yourself in certain situations where your brother don't call, answer your call when you call him for them situations. Or your father can't pick up the phone for whatever reason. Even if it's a fucking situation and they not picking up the phone.
And you wanna
it just happens.
And you want to know what? This is why I love women from Memphis, Tennessee and not from up north. Because them motherfuckers got guns. Okay? And I will give them my life, okay? My life is in there. They got guns. All women should walk with a belt. Stab a nigga. If a nigga acting fun, I'm being serious. If I have a daughter, I'm teaching her how to use a knife. I'm teaching her about taxes, how to never pay taxes, and I'm going to teach her how to use a gun. Because sometime I'm going to teach her one day, maybe you just have to pop a cap in your husband's ass and take him to the hospital afterwards.
So how you have to?
And see if he's going to do the nigga, I dare you to tell them who shot you. Tell them who shot you. Okay? Some people might say that's some toxic shit. I was like, nah, that's just some real shit. But you want to know something I really want to talk about?
Yeah.
There's a lot of hoe-ish culture on Instagram.
That's the other problem I'm talking about.
Yes, yes. It's a lot of hoe-ish culture on Instagram. We have grown-ass niggas out here stealing other people's logos and shit and marketing as them own. Just straight hoe shit. I'm trying to be humble about it, but I can't. It's like the shit is just getting ridiculous. It's like, you could even say, yo, homie, I'm just, you know, do you mind if I use your logo, blah, 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 blah. And sure, I don't think people will be mind about that. At least you let me know.
You know, we're going to continue this topic in 1 second. I'm going to let you finish off on that. So continue.
So you were on Instagram one day, you see somebody totally ripped off your logo. Totally ripped it off, but put something else on it. And everybody knows you as that.
Mm.
Trying to capture people's attention, but you do it in such a corny way. Because it's not generic the way you did it.
Well, I mean, the whole culture on Instagram is not just living a lavish life. It's also stealing business ideas.
Yeah.
The interesting part is when you do in an LLC, any type of entrepreneurship, and you put some sort of legality on it. The funniest thing about that is a lot of people do that funny shit because they're thinking, they ain't taking me to court.
Hey, you want to know something too? It's just that there's no creative. This is why these niggas don't get put on. Because they're not creative. They're too concerned about what people think about what they say and what they do. And they're just fucking lazy. It's lazy hoishness. It's very late. Being an entrepreneur is the biggest thing right now.
but 90% of these niggas are lazy. It's lazy.
I can only speak for myself. Like, I've been doing this shit for
years. I speak for them niggas. Them niggas are fucking lazy. They're fucking lazy and disgusting.
I got a lot of shit. Oh, no, I'm an entrepreneurship nigga. I ain't saying you wrong. That's not to speak for myself. I ain't doing shit. Listen, whether it's the pandemic or not, nigga, I'm going to always try to make a bag regardless. But the beta miss is never going to stop.
But I encourage everyone that is on Instagram that is giving free game advice and all that to take your shit off of Instagram and go straight to fucking Patreon. Simple as that. I ain't giving no nigga shit for free. They signed to my inbox, I'm blasting. Matter of fact, I won't even blast it. Said, yo, this is my Cash App. I let me over. Matter of fact, you can call me. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just gonna like throw off of the last topic as far as the black women hate black men. That's what we're throwing off here, and that's mainly in a political sense. And we're gonna make that short because I'm tired of fucking talking about it. But I don't even want to say like the white daddy concept. That's gonna sound like fucking straight and shit and shit. That's literally what it's becoming, kind of like. I love my grandmother. Even when I saw her earlier today, you need to vote. What in the fuck is going on? There is no person that should vote for. They're trying to spin this narrative politically right now that the reason why Donald Trump is president is because of black men, which is not true. It's because of white women. White men. I don't know why the fuck they keep doing that.
Hold on. I highly disagree with you. A vote for Kanye is a vote for God.
And if you don't vote for Kanye, you do not love God.
I thought
you were talking about something completely different. I'm even myself. You almost scared me, nigga. I was having a heart attack. Oh, man.
A vote for Kanye is a vote for God. Hey, y'all niggas love the voting system. This shit is a joke, okay?
Man, listen.
It's all a joke. I love it.
Listen. Child support, food stamps, anything where the government's providing something for you. There is no white savior. We got to cut this shit out. And when I was going off before, when you were talking about Tumblr, these concepts don't come from the regular in the mill black women. Because most real black women, I'm sorry, they either hustlers, they from the hood. Literally, that's. I'm not saying they hood.
They're getting theirs.
They come from that. These women that are talking shit about black men, they date white men. They don't know shit about a real black man. When they dated real black men, they were completely confused by the man sitting there instead of cucking and just be like, I'm taking pussy when I can get it. When the nigga was like, yo, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, you're doing that wrong. Black men are evil because he tried to put you on game? He tried to tell you that your behavior was wrong? No, that's not how it fucking works. Listen, most of these women that are talking about this shit, they from the suburbs, they biracial, and they never really dealt with a black man.
Don't even get me started with a biracial chick. These are some of the most fucking bitches on the planet. Okay?
If you've never been raised by a black man or have a black man that you give a fuck about in your family that actually is a figure, shut the fuck up. You don't know shit about black men. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. This majority bullshit. If you want to play that game, all men ain't shit when it comes against some chicks. Let's separate the common sense of this. But to sit here and say black men ain't good fathers, black men ain't good teachers, that is not true.
And you want to know something? People have such a fucked up childhood that they try to push it off on other people. I don't even listen to them.
I mean, listen.
I don't.
Listen, the government, and this is not no conspiracy shit, the government is built, whether you're black, white, Asian, or Hispanic, or any other race, is built to destroy the family. They want to destroy the nuclear family concept. They want to change it to some other shit.
Which they already did.
Yeah.
They already did.
And the dynamic of a mother and a father in a household, I don't care the other variations of that, it's not about it being natural. A son needs to have a masculine person in the house telling him how to really be a man. In reverse of a daughter. Don't need to be taught what femininity is in the household. Does it mean she's gonna be feminine? No. Does it mean something masculine? No. Your son might be a whole other type of nigga. But that, at least understanding what a real man or woman is, it comes from those main two sources. And if you get it from other people, and then you're telling me flat out, oh, I never actually dealt with that in my life. I didn't grow up that way. Then shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's a fact.
But this podcast is a little different. Depending on our energy, we might do two today because Kevin's on a rant mode. And we'll see where that goes.
Fuck chicks that got men on child support. It's not personal. I still love you guys. But take niggas on child support, okay? And what's the other one? A vote for Kanye is a vote for God.
That's right. I'm going to end this podcast, though. Again, this is Deadly for Chips. This is the You Are Trash podcast. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/deadlyforchips, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. You can find me on as Deadly for Chips.
And this is Travelman_Travelman_ Yeah, that's me. You can find me on Pornhub as well.
I'm my OnlyFans ready for y'all.
I'm about to get my OnlyFans of me just talking shit. Okay, look, I was on the train today, and I was eating, and this chick was like, "Do you think a lot of people will pay to see that?" I'm like, "Wow,
hold that thought." Take care, guys.
I'm Shaq, chopper bullet, splat, Chuck E. Cheese, rat. We get rodents, whack. Way too many stuffers, I can't hold them back. Body full of scars, face full of tat. You pray on your knees, I pray to my scrap. Say you want smoke, but if I come with it, money on your head, nigga, we'll come get it. New Caltech.